Torah isn't education, it's transformation. This is Chai Chinuch with Rabbi G.
101.9 Chai Chinuch, Chai Chinuch, Rabbi G. We are back and we are continuing with our second topic for today and discussing, we still are staying in the area of strong awareness about our bodies and about ourselves and how to bring ourselves to understanding and being in the, in the optimal way of managing ourselves. And the next topic is going to be with Sarit Landsman. Sarit Landsman is a reflexologist and a body talk therapist. Good afternoon, Sarit. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Hi. Thank you for having me on your show.
Okay. So a bit about your work. Let's just get to know you a bit. You are a reflexologist and a body talk therapist. What does that mean?
So my speciality over the last 25 years, I started off with reflexology and other holistic modalities, and I've moved more towards psychology, physiology, understanding the anatomy of the body and how our brain and body interfaces. And I came across body talk about 26, 27 years ago and decided to lock into that as a full-on career. So I converted over into this modality. It was very much a woo-woo and taboo. In, 25, 27 years ago, people didn't really understand energy medicine and how it worked. And basically, I converted a lot of my clients from reflexology into the body talk system.
What is body talk? If we go into that, body talk therapy, because many people that come to you and speak to you about body talk and you say, what is it? They'll say, it's amazing, it works. And I say, yeah, but what is it?
Yeah.
And they're like, no, it's the best. And I'm like, okay, but what is it? So what is body talk therapy?
So it's basically we plug into the neural pathways of your brain. And I call it plugging into the gamma frequency. So we have different levels of consciousness and we have different levels of awareness. And what this does is it plugs into the gamma wave. So we use muscle testing that you can plug into, when you have an EEG or an ECG machine, they hook you up to those electrodes and the electrodes measures the frequency. And almost like a lie detector, you ask the brain for a yes and no. And through that frequency testing, we are trained in protocol system, which includes everything from Chinese medicine, Western medicine, and you can add on whatever modalities and specialities you have. And people say, oh, you're born with it. No, you have to study it. And, to get to a post-grad level, it took me about 3-4 years, and you have to do a lot of practicals as well. It's like fine tuning. It's becoming a master musician. And the more sessions you do, the more refined the work gets and the more microcosmic it becomes. You're able to access through neural pathways activity that's going on from the neurons into the cells, which we call the microcosm of organs.
So you're actually able to pick up the just like we have nonverbal communication, you have some kind of communication from the body regarding the physicality and the way the body's performing and where the challenges are coming up?
Correct. So when you go to a doctor and you have blood tests done, they plug into what we call the hardware system. When you go to a body talk, we're plugging into the software system, which is what we call the nucleus of cells. So within the nucleus, we can actually then access information. That's what sits through the, which I call the spindles, the central spindles, which get carried in. So every cell dies and gets reborn. The heart, we get a new heart every 2 to 3 years. We've got new cells every 2 to 3 days. And we've got between 60 to 100 cells in our body. So we don't know how long, we don't know what information is sitting there. And depending on what
we'll look in a moment. We're going to look in a moment into accessing what kind of information we would see there. We do need to take just a short ad break. And when we come back, we'll dive directly into this discussion.
Torah isn't education. It's transformation. This is Chai Chinuch with Rabbi G.
101.9 Chai FM, Chai Chinuch, Rabbi G. We are back and we just started a chat with Sarit Landsman, who is a a body talk therapist as well as a reflexologist, but we are focusing more on the body talk therapy side of things currently. And right before the break, Sarit, you spoke about the ability for us to have the software of the body and to be able to pick up from the renewal of the cells and the signals that are coming, what is actually happening and going. What kind of information will a body talk therapist pick up?
So depending on one's intelligence and what we call the innate intelligence, which is the gamma waves, your consciousness will give out what you're ready to process. So we've always been trained to know that it's peeling the layers of the onion. And, you know, when you have one session, you just peel one layer. But the more you go back for sessions, the more you peel. So you have 100 trillion cells. The late Dr. Veltheim used to say you can have a session every single day of your life until the day you die, and you would never be able to work through 100 trillion cells because there's just so much information. The same way as we have information on a computer and technology is exactly what's going on within the neural pathways of the brain and body. Actually, the brain is three times more powerful than an Apple computer or any computer system.
Okay. So the information we're talking about, are you talking about more about health issues or challenges that we need to do, or is it more psychological, emotional? What are you looking at?
So what we go into the software system, so the software will tell us whether we can go into the physical body, the mental, the emotional, the spiritual, the etheric, the DNA, the genetic. So it is a very detailed system. It's an intricate system that we don't know where we're going. It's like playing bridge with somebody's brain. And through that, we're able to then find links, like you would download new software. And then I would find those links, like mathematical formulas. And then your brain will tell me what I need to switch and fix. It's almost like links in a mathematical program, like TAS and CAS math formulas. This is binary coding X, ones and noughts. And then once I find the links, we call it tapping. So tapping is like EMT, like EMDR, EFT tapping.
Okay.
Tapping is where you are stimulating. It's like taking two sticks and you're moving the sticks together to create friction. That electrical magnetic frequency is the wave that we're trying to interface from the brain into the body. So okay. It's downloading software by accessing a formula and then letting that formula run from the neurons into the cells.
Okay. And when we look at it from a practical way, we hear a lot of raving and talks and people very, fan of it. What, from a scientific point of view, from the approach, mm-hmm. from a medical point of view, is this more connected to that world, or it's more of just, it is working?
No, this is based on quantum physics. So we have people like Amit Goswami. We've got Bruce Lipton. They have written books like The Biology of Belief. And more recently, over time, there's been a lot more studies and tests shown that science and quantum physics are actually one. So there's obviously, I'm sure you've heard of something called the telepathy tapes, where they've done studies to show how the frequency testing of a child's brain is plugged into a frequency. So everything is frequency. We're just one big electrode. We just matter.
And we can change that frequency through tapping and movement, etc.
Well, it's accessing the information. So if there's information that we need to access, for example, the brain will take me to the liver. And then I can talk to the liver and tell the liver, this is, I'm picking up alcohol or toxins around alcohol or smoking or addictions, and then run conscious programs and make the person aware of what their body's carrying. So a lot of the time, most of us have been walking around in our bodies as a vessel, which we call the dense body, just thinking, well, you know, if I get my blood pressure checked and I go to the doctor once a year and my blood's come back 100%, then I'm all good. But there's more to the body than hardware. Our software controls the hardware. And if we don't shift the software, then our hardware just gets denser. So we're moving through a very interesting spiritual time at the moment where there's a generational shift in awareness that we have to break down the physical dense body. And in order to do that, we need to create software switching. And part of the process of collapsing the dense body does bring about a lot of pain. So people think they're going to leave sometimes a body talk session feeling better. But in actual fact, you're detoxing and you might actually feel, inverted commas, worse because you're collapsing the weight of the dense body.
I get it. Is there anything that you would say to, you know, any of our listeners are thinking now, something that is simple for them to identify just as in their day-to-day life, signs they should look out for when there's a concern with their child specifically or in their homes, or something that would be some kind of level of information that anybody can access in order to improve the quality of their children and life situations themselves? Or is it something that has to be directly done with a professional and there's nothing that one can, you know, just be aware on a very surface level?
Yeah. So, you know, a shoemaker doesn't wear shoes, and we can't work in our family or our own. We don't know what's going on in the individual. The individual has to allow themselves to give permission to a facilitator to help them to access what's going on in our bodies. In the same way that we go to a doctor to ask a doctor to access through bloods and to do a physical what's going on. So you have to have training. And the idea of it is that the difference is with body talk, you become a lot more in touch with the body and start to understand, oh, I've got a pain under my left rib, but I didn't think it was linked to that. You know, we live in such fast moving times that we don't have a chance to catch up with our bodies. So, you know, it's very difficult for a parent to sit down and really process what's going on in their children's lives, because they just hands on all the time, that you need to become the observer and right. Step back. And that's what body talk does. It helps the parents to give an outside perspective to see what is going on in the higher consciousness of their children's brain and body waves.
I get it. Okay, it's interesting because normally when we talk in regular therapy, then there's always, you know, kind of methods that we should be looking out for, etc. And it seems to be that when it comes to body talk, it needs to be more in that, in a certain pattern that wouldn't be, you know, accessed easily or discussed. So my question to you would be, what would be a signal for a parent or a person that it would be worthwhile for them to go for body talk? Because there's so many different options. Yeah. So how would we choose?
Yeah, there's so many options. So when traditional therapies are, when parents feel that their children are not shifting with traditional therapy and traditional medicine, that's when you can turn around and say, well, let's try a different modality. Remember, it's all tools in the toolbox. And you know, neurofeedback, body talk works very well with integrated very well with other therapies to start to see shifts and to understand why their children are going through the processing that they're going through. I think when it gets to a point of absolute frustration and a point where you feel like you're going to have a breakdown, that's when people become more open to it. I always used to say body talk used to be the last resort, and it almost feels with the shift of consciousness, it's actually becoming the first resort.
Okay. So, you know, you started off with when the modalities are not working, but you're saying now it's actually one of the first ones people will access. And you're saying in a very, very general level, there isn't a place that you would say, no, first try the traditional stuff in this case. It's always a recommendation to explore.
So body talk is holistic medicine. So we're able to plug in to, if somebody needs Western medicine, Eastern medicine, Chinese medicine, where they need to go for physical manipulation, emotional switching. So the brain waves will guide the facilitator, me, into the direction of where the healing needs to take place.
Okay, so you'll be able to see
and how the body needs to heal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We do need to take our next ad break. And when we come back, we'll start heading towards the end of the discussion, the end of the hour. So a short break, and we will be right back.
Torah isn't education. It's transformation. This is Chai Chinuch with Rabbi G.
101.9 Chai FM, Chai Chinuch, Rabbi G. We are back, and I'm here with Sarit Landsman, and she is a body talk therapist as well as a reflexologist. And I'm just to end off the show, the last question I would address is, you know, you speak a lot about the body, how it absorbs all the stresses, all the challenges, and how everything has an impact on ourselves. Would there be certain measures that you would recommend for a person to take in order to be more immune to toxins from the surroundings and to try keep their bodies as protected and safe as possible?
Sure. There's so much depth and layers that we don't know. You know, when you plant a seed, you don't know how the seed's going to grow. So when we come into this world, we don't know our biochemical composition, and we don't know what we're going to step into or grow into. So as we grow up, our DNA wakes up certain genetics and information. And as time goes on, we can follow every healthy diet and eating and live the correct lifestyle. But we don't know at what point the physical body is going to mutate something. And I think that's the journey of the soul, to be able to be in our physical body and then go through different healing crises in order to, you know, embrace our body so that we become more aware of how we mentally and emotionally put physical distress into our bodies.
And get that awareness and connection. And see.
Yeah.
We haven't even
and it's a journey.
Completely.
It's a huge journey. So there's no fix, it's a switch.
Yeah. Okay. We haven't even spoken about the spiritual impact on that. However, we do need to end, and as every great show comes to an end. So thank you so much to Sarit Lansam. I just want to say thank you. Sarit Lansman, you are a body talk therapist, a reflexologist. Thank you so much for being with us this afternoon. Really appreciate it. Thank you to the other guests that have been here on the show today. Thank you to our producer, Craig, who's managing the show perfectly. Thank you to Sana, who's put everything together in place properly. And thank you to the listeners. Week after week, you are here with us Monday, 2 to 3, as we learn and grow in this journey together. We will be back next week, please God, with another topic Monday, 2 to 3. In the meantime, stay safe and look after yourselves properly.